Satirical news is a booming business. The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert deliver installments through the week. The Onion website rolls out fake news every day, and that 39-year-old standby weekend update on Saturday Night Live continues to poke fun at newsmakers as well. This year, an Arkansas-centric phony news source began delivering all the news that isn't. Rock City Times dispenses a new, not news item almost every day with deep Arkansas ties. Past parodies have been about Dillard's sponsoring a meager Thanksgiving parade in downtown Little Rock, or an Arkansas man who just couldn't stop eating Red Lobster biscuits. The Razorback football team's woes and political scandals get their share of attention as well. This week, I asked Greg Henderson, the man behind Rock City Times, if he's been influenced by some of those popular national satirical sources.
I tend to take a little bit of mix of all of them and throw the Borowitz report in there as well. It's now part of the New Yorker. And where Borowitz does one update per day, basically, you know, every day a week, and that was sort of the, you know, mindset of doing one news update per day. Sort of like the Daily Show, I mean, my satire typically is more about the local media, you know, kind of playing on local media. That's why I keep a very strict kind of news style approach to it. And then, like, you know, weekend update, I try to, you know, kind of take real issues and play on them and make them funny as possible. So, yeah, it certainly is a blend of all those. They all served as inspiration for it.
The under the masthead on the website Rock City Times is the motto, Arkansas's second most unreliable news source. Are you poking at someone specifically there, or do you let the reader decide who's the first most unreliable?
You know, it was just something that I kind of threw out there. I believe it was Hertz or Enterprise or something like that a while back used to claim themselves as the second largest car rental company in America. And the thought was is that, you know, we'll leave whoever wants to be number one to just decide that on their own, and we'll just go ahead and grab number two because nobody ever fights over number two. And so that was a little bit of the thought behind that. I really wanted something just to be kind of ambiguous and let people come up with their own conclusions on that.
Was there, as you were considering launching this, was there ever a concern that there wouldn't be enough material in Arkansas to satirize?
Yeah, actually a little bit at first. In fact, this all started in actually 2012, not 2013. I did it for about a month and a half or so and kind of got, you know, busy with other stuff. And, you know, I didn't really spend the time digging into the news like I do now. And so, yeah, there actually was a dead period there where, you know, I just didn't, you know, never felt quite inspired to get it back up. And then, you know, once you really dig into what goes on in Arkansas every day, when you pay attention, close attention, there's plenty to poke fun at.
The site has paid advertising. I'm going to guess that you're not going to have a check anytime soon from Dillard's.
No, probably not. And, you know, I have a rule. I really do. I honestly have a rule. I try to make it as positive to local businesses as humanly possible. I really tried from the very beginning and try to this day to support local businesses who support the community. And I think that was, you know, the Dillard's thing. I did break my rule a little bit there, but they are so terrible to the community sometimes that it almost needed to happen. They're probably the least friendly major company to the city in all of Little Rock.
You mentioned the Borowitz report from the New Yorker. I remember when the Borowitz launched because suddenly, about once a day for a while, I was seeing someone retweet something from the Borowitz report thinking it was true. It was in the New Yorker and they didn't understand yet the concept. I have seen or heard at least two of your stories mentioned, shared, people thinking they were real. The article you had about the newspaper ad in a Conway newspaper that it was a garage sale held by a gay couple and the items they were selling, and then a 5-year-old killing this special kind of deer. Both of those had some traction on Twitter, people thinking they were honest-to-goodness stories. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, this goes back quite a ways. Even, you know, I think May was the first time we really had a story that ran kind of crazy like that. And had, you know, two or three consistently every month that have been picked up pretty large as, you know, and some people believe it's real. That's really dying down a bit. People are starting to kind of get the joke now. But certainly when something goes national, it is. I think the one thing that bothers me the most is occasionally, you know, when something, especially like when the Red Lobster biscuit story went, you'll have to dig that back up a little bit. It was back in June. People were, throwing out, oh, you guys are just making up a hoax. And, that's something I'm pretty sensitive to as well. I mean, hoax is something where people are intentionally deceiving. You know, what I'm doing is just writing satire. I'm not deceiving anybody. I don't throw out anything real. In fact, a lot of people have joked that maybe I should do a real story on April Fool's Day just to be different. It's not a hoax. I mean, everything is fake. I make as many disclaimers as humanly possible. And sorry, there's just some really gullible people in the world that believe anything they read.
I know that when, like, The Gridiron, which is a satirical show, annual show up here that's put on by journalists, when they put something on and sometimes they leave somebody out, they didn't make fun of someone, they'll hear about that some newsmaker will say, hey, am I not worthy of satire or parody? Have you had anyone suggest yet, hey, why haven't you made fun of me or put the spotlight on my organization?
In a way, there's some local companies and stuff that have been like, hey, I'd really, like you to, write an article about us. Just give us a little bit more exposure. And I'm usually willing to do that. Because it's usually hit or miss. I mean, there's no telling if something's going to get, 2,000 reads or if something's going to get 500,000 reads. It's really just a shot in the dark a lot of times as far as if it's going to go viral or not. So a lot of companies have been very interested in me writing articles that incorporate them, writing articles, even about them sometimes. So, I've gotten some of that. As far as, politicians and stuff really, really honestly try to avoid me, I think.
Greg Henderson is the creator of the Rock City Times, a website devoted to satirical Arkansas-based news. You can read the fake news at rockcitytimes.com.